Hey, you're listening to The Growth Signal. My name is Alyssa Nolte.
And I am Mark von Muser.
And we're going to get right into it. Mark, tell us, what is your hot take?
Great question. A hot take, and boy, oh boy, it would be to stop selling and start enrolling people in their dream. The buyer has evolved, and 99.9% of the people that are out there selling are still selling with outdated system, and they are triggering buyer defenses left and right. And that is the biggest single problem we have right now in the entire business and sales process. Outdated, and people can see it a mile away.
I can't wait to talk about this because a lot of times when we have these conversations, it's that, you know, we have to go back to the old way of doing things, or we have to rethink how we're doing things, or, you know, maybe it's as simple as, you know, pick up the phone and make a phone call. But what you're telling me is that there is an entirely new way of doing this. We have to rethink and reimagine entirely, and people can smell the old, you know, slimy way of sales a mile away. So take us through this. How do we actually start to stop selling and start rolling people in their dreams?
So I had to look at, why was it getting harder and harder and harder? I've done well over 500,000 sales calls personally. I've done well over 10,000 one-on-one appointments, 10,000 doors knocked, you name it. And I have an obsession literally for the last 50 years. I started selling when I was 10. I'm now 61. And if there was a book, I bought it. I would test it. I would go out there, and I spent well over 100 to 200 grand in my sales training over the decades, just coming up and, you know, just hungry and doing it. I had great role models and mentors, but I noticed something is that everywhere I went, people were still using the same process. And I had studied it for so long. I noticed that all of these systems went back to the Fuller Brush Company and the door-to-door sales with the insurance. Back in the 60s and the 50s, when it was mostly generated, you maybe got a door knocker once a month, once every 3 months. You didn't get a lot of them. Well, what's happening now is between your cell phone, between your text, between your emails, between your radio, between your serious, you know, your deal, it is nonstop bombardment for people trying to get in your pocket and your wallet. And it's what's happened over the decades, that turnover was so high in sales that the only ones that stuck it out were the thick-skinned alpha types. The ones that were like fast talking, non-listening, just trying to bend people to their will. Now, what happened, that worked at first, because if you talk to enough people, there's a certain number of people who didn't want conflict, so they would accept it and do it. They cancel a lot of times. But what's happened is now people have things like do not call lists. They have things like spam blockers. They have different things where if they don't recognize it, they won't answer their phone. These are direct responses to try and balance that attack for your attention and your wallet. So I noticed that when I was listening to people and I was training people and training salespeople as well as companies, listening to the breakthrough calls, I could hear the disconnection. I could hear the buyer just flat out lying, flat out not telling you the answers. So I thought, what do we have to do to be able to have a real conversation? And it actually started at a conceptual difference at the core foundational level, which was, if you were trying to close, that is something you do to someone. I am doing it. I'm trying to get my hand in your wallet. I really don't care if you get something out of it, cool, but I want my commission check. I want my trophy. And what happens is we're energetic beings, and you will feel that. You will feel if I genuinely care about you. You will feel if I genuinely am trying to abuse you or manipulate you. Discernment. So what I noticed was that if I come from a place of advocacy, and I've done this on thousands of different people, I've asked this question from stages, several thousand people, it's the same answer every time. When I ask the audience, comes up when I mention the word sales, telemarketing, high ticket sales, any of this, slimy, manipulative, dishonest, pressure, all, et cetera. But when I ask a different question, when I ask you about what does it mean to have an advocate, to have somebody that's a champion for you, completely, it activates a different part of the human being. So what I found was that at the step one, you need to come from a position of, are you truly of service? Humanity demands it. And when you come from service, that means I am going to do whatever is good for Alyssa. I'm not going to try and hammer you. Now, that also very well might mean I am the best person for you to help you solve your sales problem or your human optimization problem. But if something else is better, I'll steer you to whatever's best for you. And when you do that, you create a win-win-win. I win, you win, and then the humanity wins. And that's really what we did I refined it when I worked for Tony Robbins, and I grew his departments 300%. Tony said he's never seen anything like it. They thought they had it all figured out. They've been doing it for 35 years. In 90 days, I broke every sales number they had by 300%. We went from 3,000 people events to 10,000. When I did it with clients on demand, I helped over 5,000 good people learn how to stop selling and start enrolling at 30, 40, 50, 60, and 80% enrollment rates. With a 2 to 5% cancellation, the normal cancellation in online high ticket sales was 40%. We were 2 to 5%. And the people in the industry, and the difference too is that I feel really good after I help somebody. They say, thank you for taking my money. Thank you for helping me solve my problem. So that's really the difference between the way it's going to be done and the way it's been done.
There's so much in what you said that I think is really important for people to hear. I joined a startup, it's been like 10 to 15 years ago now. And I was like the first person on board, and my role was selling, except I was fresh out of college. I had never sold anything before. I didn't even go to school for that. I went to school for marketing and psychology, but I liked the product. And one of my personal core values is give more than you get. And yeah. I truly believe that as a core value, because I would get so much joy out of like solving their problem and hearing what they were trying to work on and recommending solutions, even if they weren't solutions that I could charge them for, even if they were solutions somewhere else. I've turned down sales before because I couldn't really deliver on what they were looking for. And I was upfront and honest about that. And it always blows people away that I will tell them the truth. And I've had multiple people tell me I'm one of the best sellers they've ever met. For that reason.
Yes.
And in my mind, I'm just doing the human thing and just like giving a damn about other people.
And that's how we want to be treated. And it's like, I've been in places before where I could sniff it a mile away. The guy didn't give one rip about me or my family. He just wanted his commission check. And when I started asking questions, he started getting really frustrated, getting mad. These are basic questions that anybody should answer. And he basically tried to do the posture and manipulation, which is the, look, man, are you going to be a man or a mouse? And he started trying to intimidate me. And I'm like, are you serious? And so having the vantage point for decades where I've been able to sit and listen to not only my own calls, but other people I'm training, hearing what works, hearing what doesn't work. And just as an example, when I did this with clients on demand and their clients, and I started coaching the clients, we started to assess how much volume our team did. I mean, all the people I trained, it was over $1 billion a year in sales. And the difference was these were not professional salespeople. These were 78-year-old therapists who are now closing and enrolling at an 80% clip. And one of the ladies, Dr. Deb, she calls me and she was 78 years old and she was in New York. And she's like, well, Mark, she didn't have our energy. She was the opposite. So she's like, Mark, I'm kind of bored. I mean, I haven't had an objection in months. Everybody just wants to buy and I kind of miss it. It used to be so hard and now I just get a yes every, and I started laughing because people think you have to have my energy or Tony Robbins or Grant Cardone. And it's not true. I want people that I coach to be the authentic person. But the thing I look for in somebody I'm training is, do they really care? One of my team, Ingrid, was an amazing, amazing woman. And she called me after she missed on an enrollment. She was devastated because she knew we could help. And she's like, what can I do to help the person get the truth? Because I know we could help them. They're going to get hosed with the people they're going with. We knew the company. They were all talk, no action. As they say, all hat, no cattle. And so we knew we could help. But the fact that it hurt her, it wasn't about a commission. It wasn't about her sales number. It was simply because she knew we could help this person. And that's what I look for. It's a trait of human caring. But if you don't have that, you can't step into that position of authority. And that authority comes from my true desire to serve. And you also, the other part too, is salespeople are notoriously known for blowing smoke that they don't know. And so to your point, Melissa, when you come from a place, I can't tell you how many times I said, that's a great question. I really don't know. I don't want to just spew off until I get the facts. Let me do some research and I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Again, people love that honesty. But authenticity is the highest frequency we can emit as a human being. People think it's love. Love is high, but authenticity is the application of love and doing what you're here to do. So when you are in a position where you're helping somebody, to your point, I had one person, he had just sold his business. I was selling timeshare while I was getting my real estate broker license reactivated after the Navy. He comes through, showing the place. It's a beautiful place. It's great for 90%, 95% of the people, or they take a lot more vacations. I didn't like the way that the company sold, but I loved the product. I had it and it took me all around the world. And so that was what I was selling, completely different. Within 1 month, I was the top person out of everybody. But this guy comes in, found out that he lied on his application because he didn't want to be sold. He didn't tell me everything because he didn't want to be sold. When I went through and as I'm asking him questions, I'm looking, is this a value? He tells me he sold his company. He sold his company for about $200 to $400 million, his take, not the whole amount. That's just what he got. He was in his late 60s. And when I got to the point where I was supposed to close, I looked at him and I said, you know, Bob, I would love to tell you this can help. 99 out of 100 people, I can find a way to make this work. But you're the one out of 100, brother. I don't see how this can help you at all. And he sat back, him and his wife, beautiful couple. And he goes, wow, I wasn't expecting that. I go, yeah. I said, you just bought a $10 million yacht. You got a jet. You fly first class in your own private jet. You stay in suites everywhere you go. I don't see you wanting to sit around a community pool where kids are screaming, you know, Marco Polo nonstop. And he starts laughing. He says, well, that's true. I would never do that. So then what he did is he said, he sat back, crossed his arms and he goes, huh? I go, what's huh mean? He goes, I didn't tell you something because I know you'd use it against me. And I go, well, what's that? He goes, well, my daughters, I've got twin daughters and they're graduating college. And they're waiting for me to die. He goes, I know they love me, but he goes, now that I've got $400 million, they're already spending it in their own head. And I don't want that. He goes, I want them to develop pride in work and pride in adding value to the world. So as I'm doing that, and he said, would this help them take vacations and get a taste for where they could go? And it absolutely would. So I showed him the places they could go. I showed him how to make it work. He bought two of the very best. I gave him a great deal. I didn't play the 3 hour, but let me call my manager over. Everybody knows the game. So I told him what's the bare minimum price. I got two of them at the best ones. And he, every time he came, they would purposely come over to see me. All the other salespeople would run if their clients came back. My clients would come up and thank me. And so here, doing the right thing, telling him, I don't see how this can help you. And I wasn't doing a takeaway. I simply didn't believe that it could help it. He didn't tell me about his kids. And there's so many times I've seen this in every business I've been in, whether it was Tony Robbins selling event tickets for him and helping him do that, whether it was with clients on demand in different companies, showing people how you have to have integrity. If this is not a fit, tell them. They will respect you. They will appreciate it. And then again, I did another one with a company. They couldn't buy what I had. I didn't see how it could help them. I spent the whole time helping them get a merchant account. Now, guess what? There was no reason for them to buy what I was selling, but they needed help. I helped them with that. They sent me a half a dozen referrals that were laydowns in the next year. So it's a better way to do it.
1,000%.
And I love this. I love it because part of my passion is to help transform the way sales are done because it needs to evolve just like humanity has evolved. It's a whole new era between AI, between the internet, between Google. But humans, as high tech goes up, high touch needs to go up above it. That has to be somewhat close and balanced. And right now, high tech is here and human connection is very, very low. That's got to change.
I can't agree more with this. I had a conversation, God, it was probably like 2 years ago now, after a very icky sales experience in which I was on the sales team, but I wasn't selling. Right. So I was the subject matter expert that came on the call. And there was definitely an air of, for me to win, the client has to lose, right?
Yeah.
For me to win, I have to take everything off the table. I have to be the victor. And it was the grossest thing.
Yep.
I actually like excused myself from the deal, took away, like declined any commission affiliated with it because I was like, I cannot be a part of something where I know we're charging this client $200,000 for something when we would charge $20,000 for someone else.
Yeah.
Simply because they had the budget and it was so gross to me. It ended up falling through and not going through anyway, to your point, because people can smell that inauthenticity. But I had to get out of there because I'm like, this is going to like hurt my soul for eternity. I still get like the ick thinking about it because it's not who I am as a person or a seller or a business owner. And it's not what I wanted to be affiliated with.
Yep. I've had countless occasions like that too. And it's disgusting. And that's part of what it was so awful. I was like, there has to be a better way. And I was not one that was just going to parrot what worked. I would test every single book. And I just remember so many times, like you're talking about, people would say, oh yeah, get a lot. You can get them for a lot more money. Close them under. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And it's like, right. It's not whether they can afford it. It's whether or not it's the right thing to do. And, you know, props to you, because one of the things that I've seen is that when I ask people in the audience and I'm doing a talk or I'm speaking, I said, how many of you feel good about sales? Every time it's only about 2 to 4%, and they're the alpha. I love sales. People do what I want. And it's those ones that are so projecting and they're so wounded in reality. Their hearts are wounded. So they think that they get validation if they're closing people. And it breaks my heart, because there's a reason why almost every single sales trainer and big name salesperson had a drug addiction and an alcohol addiction. Why do you think that is? You know, Wolf on Wall Street should be a documentary, because at the high levels, that behavior is normal and it's wrong. So what happens is that when you know you're lying and you're stealing from somebody, and you know that they should have charged 20 grand and you're doing 200, whether you get it or not, it's not the point. Now, all of a sudden, you look in the mirror and you feel like you're a piece of shit. You look at yourself like, God, man, why didn't I do that? Sure, you got a commission, you got a trophy, but that's blood money. And so what happens is that when you do that, you are massively wounding your own internal spirit. And if you don't get that, guys, might as well start joining NA and AA, because you're going to end up down that path. I have worked with so many people. They couldn't figure out how I was doubling their numbers. They were working more hours. They were doing more. They would go home and drink themselves because they had to lie nonstop to try and keep up to my numbers. And I wasn't doing it for the numbers. I wasn't doing it for the trophy. I was doing it because if I have a product I believe in, I'm the best at what I can do, I will share that with you. And I have a moral obligation to share with you, but it is your decision to make that decision to say yes or no. I'm just here to help you get clear on the problem. I'm here to show you what the consequences and why it's not getting fixed. Here's a path to fix it, but it is your responsibility to say, yes, I want your help. Let's do it. That's why I get thank yous when I help people, instead of, well, you know, you got paid, so what are you, you know, I don't get that. I wake up to thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what's great, because now I lean in. I get to be of service. And how do we feel when we help somebody? We feel really good. It's the opposite of when we take advantage of people. So it's kind of those things like, I just found that the more I started doing this, the real question was, would it work? I remember when I first started thinking about this process, I'd read all the Napoleon Hill. That's all, my whole library is human development. That's why I loved your major, actually. Human behavior and psychology. I didn't understand at the time why it was such a critical component to high-level enrolling. But now I get it, because 99% of the time when we're coaching people, I'm coaching them to get back into high frequency, into their best self. And the sales process is very easy, but when you have a breakup, you have a fight with your lover, you see something in the news that really upsets you, your sales are going to tank because your frequency has plummeted. And so you have to know how to get them back. And that was what I did with thousands of people. They'd be crushing it until they weren't. And then they'd implode. And then I'd build them back up. They'd start crushing it again. The minute they focused on themselves and their goals and their numbers instead of the client, their sales would start to drop. So getting them back into their heart. So be of service. It sounded like goody two shoe hogwash. And I used to would make fun of these type of things, but it absolutely works. When I started in high ticket selling, it was anywhere from a 3 to 8% enrollment rate with a 30 to 40% cancellation rate. By the time I was done, our team, my sales team, they were at 28 to 38% enrollment with a 3% cancellation rate. Our clients were anywhere from 30 to 80% enrollment in the same industry where all the power closers were single digits. And so it's just a different way. It's much more effective, because if you treat people how you want to be treated and you're truly looking for that, they can feel if you need a commission. They can feel if you're trying to close them. Just step away and add value. And again, it doesn't mean I go soft. If I knew I could help you, Alyssa, and there's nobody better, you will absolutely know it by the end of the call. I'm not going to go soft and go, oh, well, I don't want you to think I'm a closer. I don't want you to worry about that. It's like, Alyssa, listen to me. I would not make you an offer. And I'm going to speak so from the truth. And then you can talk to your husband. You guys can get on the same page. But you will absolutely know at your core that I'm speaking the truth.
So I worked with this amazing company, and they had one core value written on the wall. You know, we all do that thing when we get started with a business. And I asked him one time, like, what it was and why that was his single core value. And his core value was give a damn. And I was like, okay, tell me more. And he goes, if you just give a damn, like, everything is going to work. If you give about a damn about your team, about your clients, about your work, about the things that you're trying to do, everything will work out. So we don't care about anything else other than, hey, at this company, we give a damn. And I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah. How many times have you felt, Alyssa, when you go in, and this drives me crazy, I'm excited for a hamburger. I'm excited for a ribeye. I'm excited to go out. You know, I haven't gone out, had ribeye in a week. It's been a rough week. I haven't had ribeye except, well, last Friday. So it's my ribeye Fridays. I go out and the people come in and they give you attitude when you sit down, like you're bothering them. And then all of a sudden they don't come and get you waters. They don't take your order. They walk up, don't introduce themselves and just say, do you know what you want? I mean, and the whole experience is a letdown. And that's what happens with most people. 64% of most employees are doing just enough not to get fired. They're not bringing the greatness. And it's like, it's so different. There's a place up here at Big Bear called Gabby's. And I love it because you walk in and it's the mother and the daughter from Bolivia and Mexico, right? And I mean, oh my God, you know, wait till you try this. And oh yeah, it's everything's made fresh. And we make our salsa, we make the tortillas, we make our chips, we make everything. You're going to love it. And they come over and they bring you extra little samples. And they're like, oh, how is that? Okay, next time try this. And you get excited. You feel seen. You feel served just going in there. And then you go to another place and the people come up. Do you know what you want? Yeah. What else? Okay. I mean, it's like, come on. Does it really take that much more to go ahead and give a damn? So I love that as a value. And it's true because it's when somebody truly cares, I hate it when they mail it in. If you're going to mail it in, just quit. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, even if it's a hamburger or cookies, you know, it's like, do your best, make it good. You know, I was telling somebody as well about when you go somewhere, it doesn't take that much more to bring greatness. And those are the ones that do it. You know, whether it's a fat burger who has a really great burger out here, whether it's Gabby's for her tacos, you know what I mean? And you see people, and they do it with donuts and different kinds of foods. People will take an ordinary thing and bring it to the level of, oh my God. Why don't we bring everything to the level of, oh my God, you know, where people will talk and they feel seen and appreciated. So that's really where I think humanity is moving towards. There is so much competition, but you can differentiate yourself by being that person that's you can trust, the person that's trustworthy, the person that has integrity and a skill set that you want. So I absolutely love it.
You know, considering all of the people that you know or aspire to know, who else is out there? Who is giving a damn? Who else should we be listening to?
Great, great question. And this is one of the funnest parts that I had when I worked with Tony Robbins side by side with Tony, as well as some of the other ones. I have worked with some of the most amazing people, literally, that you see all over the media, on TV, on the shows, the ones that have the best-selling books. And there's some really spectacular ones, but there are two that stand above the rest. The first, I would say, is Jesse Torres. Jesse Torres has a program called Fierce Grace, and she is, Brene Brown is really the most well-known on trauma, but Brene Brown talks about trauma from a kind of a theoretical or a professional position, meaning here's what trauma, Gabor Mate is another one, and they talk about trauma. I never really realized the power of what trauma does to stop us from living our greatest self. Jesse, by comparison, has a PhD in life. When you hear what she has transmuted from darkness, it is literally, it would sound fake. Everything she's gone through over and over again, and she has more power than any woman speaker I have ever seen. I have watched her bring a room, 1,000 people to their knees because it was so truthful and authentic. But unlike Brene Brown, which talks theoretically, hers is applicable on how to transmute it from darkness into light. And it's absolutely amazing. One of the most powerful humans I've ever met, but absolutely the best speaker I've ever seen on stage. So I would absolutely recommend her. I can introduce you as well, have you have her on here. She is a powerhouse and she brings feminine essence like you cannot believe. So she's one that really stands out because it is such a needed concept. Human trauma is a huge thing. And I used to think it was just somebody that had been raped, somebody that had been seen a murder. But it's not. It's a lot more. It could be the moment you stop feeling safe, whether or not you watched your dad beat the shit out of your mom and dad, you know, and whether or not somebody pulled a gun on you or you lost your house. You know, there could be 1,000 different variations. But what happens is that we put on heart armor and we stop going through life like this. We start going through life like, you know, who wants some? And that's not the way to do it. So it protects you as a child, but you're no longer a child, but you're still acting like a, you know, wounded animal. So she would be the first one. The second one is a person out of London, England. His name's David Thunder, Thunder Training. And hands down, he is the best human optimization, physical optimization expert, body worker. He's trained in a ton of modalities. And what I have watched him do, just like I talk about raising humanity, he also is at the forefront using different sciences, one of which he has many, but one of which is using sound frequencies. They use sound frequencies that go through your body and it charts the body, every cell, everything, and it can spot anything that our normal Western medicine can't. And he's phenomenal at helping rebuild, getting you back into your optimized movement. Movement is a key component for how we're going to age and how well we can go through life. And most people have chronic pain. He gets rid of all of that. I've referred hundreds of people to him, and I've never had anybody, including the doctors, come back and say, holy shit, who is this guy? How did you find him? Oh my God. Some of the doctors are the most arrogant, no offense, but they're arrogant. They're like, I know everything. I went to Harvard. I went to Mayo, whatever. They go over, they meet with him for 10 minutes and they're flying to London to train under him. He's that good. I mean, he is on a whole nother plane, but those two are transformational leaders you will be seeing a lot more in the years ahead.
And if someone is really connecting with you and they want to learn more, they want to follow along with your journey, where can they find you online?
Great question. I would say www.markvonmusser.com, as it's spelled on screen, MarkVonMusser.com, salesalchemy.com. I would say both of those, or soarandroar.com. I'm also on all the different social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, et cetera. So I'm pretty easy to find. Luckily, I have a name that is one and the only one. So it's pretty easy. There's a ton of videos and a ton of things on YouTube and podcasts I've done. But yeah, we're going to be going much bigger. I'm coming out of the shadows. I started to realize that I needed to get out because I not proud of it, but I'm the most copied person in high ticket sales. People would take my sales process, try and literally the guy who's making $6-7 million a month right now, he literally is on camera reading my content. He literally took my content and he's just reading it to his audience. And there's so many people, but they're missing the heart. They're trying to use the structure, but without the heart, they're missing that first component. I said, quit trying to close and start helping people solve their problem and enroll them in their dream. And they're missing that component, trying to bring the old with the new face. So that was why I decided that I needed to get out and start sharing it and help transform the industry and make it right.
Well, that is a perfect place to leave it. Make sure you're connecting with Mark. Make sure you're following along. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was an important conversation, and I hope everyone got as much out of it as I did.
Oh, big love. Thanks for having me, Alyssa. I really appreciate it. Props and love to you as well.